Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Everybody, it's actually Nadia Angelini here, subbing for Dee. She is on stage speaking right now, so I am so excited to be with you guys. For those of you that don't know me, Dee and I have worked together for over 20 years. I do work a little different than Dee, but we are going to have a blast today. You can find me at intuitionbynadia.com, and you can see all about me if you want, but let's just jump in and have a great time today. So guys, Dee wanted to give a big thank you for those of you that were in the Health and Body webinar. She said it was just so powerful for her, and she was so grateful for everybody's presence. It like helped her. So that was really great, and she really wanted me to extend that big thank you. So guys, for those of you that don't know, I do monthly energy updates, just kind of giving you a preview of what the energy is for the upcoming month, and you can take advantage of it or not. I'm going to briefly go over it now and give some channeled messages for this particular group, and then I will jump in to calls. Okay. So the first thing I always want to look at is what energy can I take advantage of in this month? Because sometimes there are months that like the energy is really pushing us to take action and make things happen and initiate things. And there are other months where we need to be a little more relaxed. We need to more relaxing is what's going to bring us what we want. And that's what I'm feeling for October. There's going to be a massive intensity in 2024. And I'm seeing this sort of reprieve or calm energy before 2024. And this is the first month where it's a really good time not to try to make things happen, but getting in that really allowing things to happen stage where you let things flow to you instead of you going out and getting them. And I can feel with this group, really important for you guys. We're going from this sort of Virgo, for those of you who are into astrology, into Libra energy. So this is about balance. Libra is an air sign. So air is about balance. Air wants, you know, time to itself, but it also wants to move its body, and you want to eat healthy. This is sort of a balanced life. So that's what you want to seek for. This month's a great time to assess what is out of balance in your life. Where am I, you know, is there enough things in my life that's filling my bucket? Or are there too many things that are draining my bucket? And this is a really important assessment because, like I said, in 2024, there's going to be intense energies, so more of a natural drain. Those of you that are sensitive and empathetic, you're going to be feeling that. So it's really important to have a strong foundation of your own balance. Watch where you compromise your energy. I call it, you know, giving yourself up. Or doing things out of obligation. Where's the balance of have to's versus want to's in your life? Okay. Are there things that feel unfair? If you're manifesting that, that means I don't want to push against that. I want to go, what do I want to create? What do I want to advocate for? Okay. Where can I cultivate more peace, more calm, more balance in my own emotions in my daily life? A lot of people don't realize that most people run anxious, especially, I hate to say this, but us women, we carry a lot of mental load and we tend to run anxious. So really using this time to breathe deeper, to regulate a little more, and then just being willing to go, I'm going to take steps every day to support myself emotionally, to support myself physically. Again, guys, the journey is about self-love. That's why we're all here, because the universe is going to treat you the way you treat yourself. We are in a powerful paradigm shift. So we're moving from this sort of doing action, old energy to this sort of I'm being, and I'm letting, instead of effort, I'm letting ease happen. And this is a great month to really seek out, how can I make this as easy as possible? How can I let my attitude and my energy and my perspective reflect calm and ease? I love for this month, I like giving concrete exercises. For those of you that don't know, I'm also a therapist. I went to school, got my MFT. So I do have a lot of both sort of the spiritual woo-woo intuition stuff and the sort of clinical side. And I love both. And I like this exercise. It's actually a cognitive behavioral exercise that is so in alignment with Abraham Hicks and manifesting. And it's, wouldn't it be nice? Like, how can I just soften things? And it's so subtle, guys, but this is all about self-soothing. That's what manifestation is about. It's, I'm feeling an emotion and I'm doing something about it, you know? So life is going to come at you guys. So it's really about being in control where you're not in a reactor, you're a responder. Okay. There's so much more here. If you ever want to check it out, you can see the rest of the update and or listen to it at my website, intuitionbynadia.com. Or you can also subscribe and I just send them out every month. I don't send a lot of stuff. You guys know. Okay. So for this group, I was sitting in my meditation right before this group. And this is what I felt for you guys. Number one, you need to feel more proud of yourself. You need to celebrate more of your own wins. It just feels like this group in general is very hard on themselves. So finding really that place of, and you know, writing a list, I'm proud of myself because, you know, taking score of what you have done. Because a lot of times we're on a journey and you've come so far and you get amnesia over how far you've come. And I use the analogy of weight loss. It's like, oh, you're eating healthier and you're moving your body and okay, you're not at your ideal weight yet, but you're moving in that direction and really feeling proud of yourself for that. Because when you're proud of yourself before something manifests, it's coming faster. Like I did it, you know? So thinking about that. And for so much of you, you guys, the energy for this, again, this group today, whoever's listening, it's learning to seek mutuality with your desire. And what I feel like is there's a lot of like, I desire this, but, you know, the but can be, but I have this evidence that I'm not going to get it, or, but I don't have enough money in the bank, or, but the man ain't here or the partner isn't not here. So watch where you're sort of resisting or contradicting your own desire. So something you guys want to think about is how can I create non-resistant desire? And this goes along with the wouldn't it be nice exercise, because that's sort of soft and non-resistance. Wouldn't it be nice if money was just falling in? It was easy. Oh, that feels so good. And finding that good feeling, because that good feeling is the first manifestation that something is coming. And that's the goal. That's what we're reaching for. It's not for the money to come. It's for the feeling. Because the truth is, as we know, guys, everything we want is only because we'll think we'll feel better once we have it. So if you feel better now, it will come. It's law. The other thing is understanding that I think that it's really hard because people are like, oh, follow your bliss, be joyful. And I think for a lot of people, understanding that like, I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know what brings me joy. So instead of that, and again, for this group, it's how can I find satisfaction? How can I find that feeling of like, oh, like it, this sounds silly, but you know, when you clean your kitchen and you're like, oh, it's so nice. I'm feeling satisfied. My kitchen looks beautiful, whatever it is. Finding those moments of satisfaction are really powerful because that opens you up to ease and flow. Of, oh, I love that the sun is shining today and it's a beautiful day. Really satisfied with that. Oh, I love the temperature outside. Whatever you can find little pieces of satisfaction, that's going to really help you open up to that joy, to that bliss. Okay. All right, let's jump in, guys. I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm going to just go in the order that Stephen have you guys. So here we go. Let's start with Andrew from Mumbai. Hi, Andrew.
Well, yes. Long time, Nadia. I came on just to speak to you and say hi.
You're so sweet.
Because it's been so long, and when you did have your show, and I did know from your newsletter. And by the way, just FYI, everyone, Nadia is just as good as Dee. So please give Nadia some love when you come on, because I did hear about someone who. But anyways.
I don't have skin off my back.
Yes. But I'm just saying, you know, I highly vouch for you, even though I haven't done any privates. I've been on calls with you and I just love your energy. A quick update. I left Toronto end of May on the wings of unknown guidance. I felt guided to leave finally. And I'm now living, as you've probably guessed, I'm now living in India to work
Amazing.
In the industry here. And
wow.
last week, Dee helped me a bit with like clarifying and, you know, solidifying in regards to my own self and being the God of me for the work here.
Yes.
And it's, and I'm just wondering if there's anything or
mm-hmm.
I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to figure out the right question to ask because
yeah,
I,
that's great.
You
I
know,
already have the energy for you. I already can tell you. So
okay.
I got to tell you, Andrew, you were absolutely pulled there. You were absolutely called there. I just want to validate that. Okay. The challenge that you're going to have in India is that you really have to be the role model and the leader of your own energy. You're not able to depend on the collective sort of, does that make sense, influence on you? Because you have to really, they're telling me, lead with your heart, lead with your spirit. And there's this sense of starting something new, of like, it's almost like, oh, I don't see this industry here, for example, or this is a small industry here, but like you can create that path for you. So it's very interesting because they're showing me like a wide open path that almost is there, but not as big, and you need to sort of make it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, there's India has like seven different film industries. They're like it's not like in the States where you have Hollywood and Hollywood is sort of
right.
the center of
right.
the United States here. There's different.
But there's
and,
something that
you know,
you're bringing that's new. There's something you're bringing that's new, and it's something that I feel like that's important for you to know that you are going to be doing something that's not exactly a fit to what they're doing, but that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing and to listen to. They're saying to me here, don't ignore the way you feel. Don't try to fit into something. Be very true to
okay.
what is your calling in your heart because you're there to be, and they're giving me this sort of role model energy. They're giving me a leader energy, stepping into this way, and you're going to be, there's showing me a ripple effect here from you being there.
Yeah, no, I got that a few months ago as well, that same thing. So
mm-hmm.
you're validating
mm-hmm.
that as well. So, I mean, I'm just like, oh, geez, it's just, like, you know, it's just an amazing experience. And I think part of my challenge is getting out of the paradigm
mm-hmm.
of, like, because right now I'm living off of my car settlement that was settled back
right.
in April. And,
right.
you know, and because of the, like, you know, I still have the money, so it's not like the money is an issue, but
mm-hmm.
I'm doing my best to not go into the old paradigm as to, you know, how am I going to, you know, go into the money
yeah.
paradigm thing. So, and,
right. What I would say, Andrew, is the energy that's dominant around money. And I always say, I'm looking for where can we clean it up? It's better than it's been. But there's a sense of, and this is the word, discouragement. Like there's a part of you that's a little in that vibration around money. Like I'm not super hopeful. And I want to reach you up to show me where the money is. I'm ready to bring it in. Show me where I can be of the highest service to myself and others. Show me why I'm here. Let me get all the gifts from being here. Support me while I'm here with abundance. And really putting that energy, focusing there, because you've cleaned up a lot. It's just a little bit of that lack of, I still don't know how, right? And that how is wonking you up a little bit.
And you know, I know about not looking at the how through Janet
yeah.
Gray Atwood with her passion
yeah.
stuff, because I'm a facilitator, because we don't worry about the how, because with the universe take care of the how. We just worry about
mm-hmm.
the what and the action steps to
right.
get to where we want to go. And so,
but your work is sort of the opening, like almost like there's a little bit of you not stepping into, I'm here for a reason, let's go. And I want you to sort of embrace, you feel the energy I'm giving you. It's that
yeah.
support me, I'm here for a reason. I want to get the most out of this experience every day. I'm like excited about life every day. I can't believe I'm here. And really moving into, like I said, that appreciation, that looking for things that feel satisfying to you.
Yeah,
because I do
what,
feel that
I,
you're there
you know,
for a higher calling.
It's just, you know, I have to say, it's just the most amazing experience. Listen to your heart. And, you know, you're talking about we're here, like about responding. And a lot
yeah.
of people, there's a thing called human design. A lot of people are
I know,
here
I'm a projector.
Waiting to respond. I'm a manifesting generator. So there's waiting to be invited and waiting to waiting to respond. And I just wanted to point that out to people. It's better to, as you said, you know, when we allow things to happen, like for me, I've discovered that when I allow things to happen the way they happen, it's just the most magical journey.
That's
because
it.
If I
That's
force it.
It,
it's like the camel breaking the straw.
Yeah.
It's, but anyways, thank you so much, Nadia.
Thank
it was
you,
great
Andrew.
To
great
connect
talking
with you.
To you. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye. Next, I have Lisa in Florida. Hi,
Howdy.
Lisa. Hi.
Is there anything?
How can I help you today?
Is there anything standing out for you with me, or if not, just a general, please?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, let's see here. So it's funny because you're one of those people that I feel like you know all the laws of the universe and you're very, you know them all mentally, but there's still a part of you that's like, am I creating, you know, there's a little bit of like what I want to say is self-doubt that's coming out to me right now. And it is around, and they're showing me around survival stuff, like everyday stuff, like money, survival. They're showing me, what does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So there's a sort of thing of like, I can create emotionally, but I can't create in this physical world. So I really want to, when's your birthday? Just the day in the month is fine.
September 7th.
I knew you were, I just should have said you're Virgo. I knew you were Virgo. I should have just said that. I hate it when I do that. When I doubt myself, I'm like, I'm getting Virgo. There's a sense of you were who I'm talking to when I was, you're very hard on yourself. You're not giving yourself those wins. You were one of the energies I was speaking to specifically in the beginning, okay? Because there is a sense of you're so smart and you have so much in you that you have not let the world see. There's a sense of you hiding or protecting or guarding. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Recently, I don't even know how to say this, but you know, with all the work that we do with Dee and stuff, that is that I'm afraid to move forward with my life. Like I've been in the same pattern of not really living, and it's not like, oh, I'm afraid to have my own spiritual healing thing. No, it's
no
move forward at all.
Yeah, because you can't control it. And because the fear of, you know, Virgos like control. It's so funny. You sound just like one of my really good friends who's a September 1st. And she has the same exact issue. She feels in a rut. At the same time, you always have to look at what am I getting out of staying in this safe bubble? I know what to expect. So it's you know, the devil I know versus the one I don't, right? So there is a sense of I feel so out of control because truthfully, you are deeply sensitive, emotional. People would not know that about you. If they met you,
right.
They would not know how deep and sensitive you are. And so you have had to sort of hold it in, restrain it. And so you feel like if I let go, I'm going to lose complete control. And I'm so, and it's terror in your body. It feels like terror. It feels deeply fearful for you. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to start with, the work to get there is I want to feel empowered. I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel safe. I want to know that I am the creator of my safety. And because I'm going to tell you right now, I see you're in the beginning of a transformation right now. And you are going to learn to walk away from things, not because you're walking away from something, but because you're walking towards what you really want. There are things you really want. If I had a magic wand and I could give you what you really wanted right now, what do you think that is?
Just to be free, not have the fear.
Okay, so tell me what the fear tells you. Can you go towards it? I'm afraid because
I think I don't know. I think just the momentum of me being like I've been for so long, it just feels like a huge thing. And I've also realized that I have this thing with my little girl in me, which is I do everything the hard way.
Yeah. Well, you do have that sort of, I need to validate my existence by making things hard. You know, there's a little bit of like born not enoughness that you carry, and so you feel like you have to prove you're enough, so you make things hard.
Right.
'Cause then it's like, if I let things be easy, I'm lazy. If I let things be easy, I'm something negative. There's this sort of association. What I would want you to do, and this is what they're showing me for you, Lisa, of course, take what works throughout the rest. You need to sort of, and they're giving me a 30-day process for you, which is for 30 days, I want you to do three things. Okay. Number one, hopefully you're doing it already, is meditate every day. Just slow the momentum of the neural pathways you got going to slow the stories. You got a lot of stories that you keep telling. And the stories are, things are hard for me. Things never change for me. No matter what I do, it doesn't work. You have these stories that are going on in your energy that are repeated. So this is why you're not seeing change. And then you're going to, right after meditating, you're going to tell a new story. I'm letting things be easier every day. Things start to flow to me. I'm starting to feel a little bit more of my power. And you feel how I'm saying it in a soft way. I'm not telling the story like, I am beautiful and powerful. No, you can't jump there. You have to start with, every day I'm improving 1%. And your goal is 1% because after 30 days, you're 30%.
Right.
Okay. So, but every day I'm going to catch myself and be more mindful of when I'm telling a story. My beautiful Virgo friend that I love to death, I got to stop her. I'm like, girl, you keep telling the story and arguing for your limitations. And I want you to, again, I was talking to you, find mutuality with your desire by telling a new story in the softest way you can. I want to show my daughter that it can be easy. She is my greatest teacher. She knows I want this, you know, even if it's for her, because that's going to probably be a little better for you than for yourself. Because you struggle with really that deep not enoughness. And I want to know my worthiness. I want the universe to show me, reflect back to me my greatness. I'm willing to see my greatness. I'm willing to see my beauty. Do you feel how that doesn't have resistance?
Right. Yeah. I am. I do notice recently I'm more aware of, you know, those thoughts and stuff. So I am catching myself more.
But you need to replace them. And so I'm willing to see my greatness. I'm willing to let this go. And that word willing for you is going to be really good. Because you have a power of focus, Lisa. So when you focus, it's intense focus. And you're very quick and you're very smart. And I will tell you this, you have a creativity inside of you also. Like you want, there's a sense of adventure that's deep in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's in there.
I feel like it's
someone who
really
wants to travel. I want to travel the world. I want to try new foods. I want to see beautiful places. Like that's in there, you know, because I see you as like a traveler, which is interesting. And so it feels like you've been stuck in one spot and they're like, you actually need to expand your horizons. And that's what's going to help you, like different cultures, because you like learning. Does that make sense to you? You like learning about new things.
Right.
That's safe for you. Learning something is safe. So that's just something to think about, but I would do this for 30 days because I'm going to tell you right now. And if you do this for 30 days, you will 100% feel differently, but you got to commit to that 30 days, every day meditating, every day telling a new story, and then being mindful of catching that negative momentum that I got going and going, stop. This is what I want instead. I'm willing to let this go. Even I'm willing to let this go is massive in changing your set point of what you're getting. And that's what I want for you, because you're closer to the top of the mountain than you realize.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Lisa. Have a great day. Next, I got Lynn in LA.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting over the flu or whatever's going around. I've had it for 5 days, but anyway, so I think I'll just do a general.
Yeah. Okay. So again, we're looking at sort of money and opportunity. There's definitely, and probably because of the strike, that's probably why this is coming up, right? There's this sort of like, I don't see But again, they're, it's so funny because you know how with Abraham, Abraham always says when you have contrast, it amplifies your desire and it sort of adds an engine to what you. Yeah. You have a lot of contrast right now, but they're saying like it's adding to this creative fire. And so they want you to go towards the, you are one somebody that needs to be like, what does this make me know I want? What am I ready for? What does this make me know I want? Because that sickness, girl, I love you so much. That's resistance. You know that. Your body's like, girl, I'm taking you down. You in more resistance. You don't realize it. Okay. So what are you afraid of?
Well, when I get sick, I'm afraid I'm never going to be well. That's like, So I don't really know before I get, before I get sick, I think, I don't really know.
What it feels like to me is like, I don't know what to do. That's what it feels like to me. Like, I don't know what to do with myself a little bit. It feels like there's this sense of not having a clear direction. And so you sort of take yourself down because it gives you permission to like not move forward. And this is such a great time for you to sort of get into, like we were just talking about with Lisa, letting things be easy, letting things flow to you because you have a hustler in you. You know what I mean? You have that part of you that's like, let's go. I'm going to hustle. What do I got to get done? You know what I mean? And that doesn't work anymore. And I think it's showing you that doesn't work for you anymore. So, you know, I'm not worried. It's all part of your healing. But they're saying like that there's this, how can I release some anxiety daily? You're one of those people that has to look at where you sort of don't realize you're anxious.
Okay.
And anxiety is just fear, and that's why I asked you what you're afraid of. You have little fears, and you tend to action through them, and the sickness is saying to you, you can't action through them. You need to go towards them, and then what does it make me know I want? How do I want this to go, you know? Because that's the only, like, resistance I have for you.
Okay. So what process would be good for me to do?
For you, it's actually, what am I, like, I would think of yourself of, like, what do I want to draw to me like a magnet? What do I want to call in?
Okay.
You know, and really being acknowledged, like, ooh, what am I afraid of here? I'm afraid of this. And going, what does this make me know I want? It's acknowledge, I always say, if you can't not feel it, look right at it. And you are one of those people that will try not to feel it. So you kind of got to go, ooh, I'm getting fear and anxiety here. I got to look at it. Okay, what's going on here? What doesn't feel right to me? What does this make me know I want? It's sort of subject by subject or issue by issue.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Lenny. So great to chat with you.
Thank you. I know. Great to talk to you. Thanks, Nadia.
Of course. Bye, sweetheart. Okay, next I have Maria in San Francisco. Hi, Maria.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Good. Great to hear your voice. What can I help you with today?
It's been a while. Yeah. I recommend everybody get her email blast. That's all.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Okay. You feel better to me, so tell me what's happening.
As I sit here, I'm going to get so upset. Nothing got done. Nothing. I had a window to get surgery done. I could not get cooperation from the Medi-Cal. I tried to get mental health, still no cooperation. Ended up just fighting every single time to where it was just taking me and not nothing else. So moving, I still want to. Do not know for sure where. Just probably not Northern California. Still thinking Southern, but it's such a thing to do because I've never been there. Just I moderate budget, all that, and just like, okay, well, where's the shopping? Where's this? Where's that? I do know what I want. It's just trying to muddle through all this and just constantly asking for help and not getting it from medical is more detrimental to me. So
okay, I got you. So a couple things, Maria. Number one, there's so many things happening, so I'm going to try to go for each one. Let's start with the medical because this is like survival fear. So it's so challenging. Once you have a physical manifestation that causes you pain every day, it's hard. Meaning you already, you had a lot of momentum and here it is, right? But I will tell you this. What you want to start tuning to is right now you're going, they have the power over whether I get what I need. And that is really strong inside of you. And so you're not getting what you need. So I'm asking for help. I'm not getting it. And you can feel how familiar that feels from your family, from your sibling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. a very familiar feeling. Mm-hmm. So we know that's what we have to turn around for you, which is, so I'm willing to allow in all the energy I've asked for. I'm willing to let in all the solutions I've asked for. Because what's happened with you is you have absolutely what is itis, but this is what is, but they said no, and I don't know what to do, and I don't have clarity. So you tell that story instead of, I want to have clarity, and I want the, you know, for me, I've moved a lot in my life. I've lived a lot of places, and I call, you want to feel the pull, the call. And if I go to, if I see, I'm feeling Southern California. If it's Southern California, show me. I want the perfect neighborhood, and this is how I want it to feel, and I want to be able to have amazing people around me, and I want to feel good about myself. And how can I really amp up? I am a big person, Maria, on getting ahead of it. So when you are faced with, I didn't get anything done, how do I want this to go? I want the right doctor that sees me. I'm ready for the right solution. And if the surgery didn't happen, that means it's not the right time. And I trust that. I'm ready for the solution to this. I'm willing to let in all the energy that I have called forth. That is the only resistance you have, is you think it's outside of you still. Even though you know all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Because I see solutions for you. They're all here. I absolutely do see a move. For sure. And I'm in Southern California. You know that. I'm a big Southern California fan.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because there's a lot, I have to tell you this, and I want you to really hear this. You are lighter than you have been in the past. So there is a lighter quality to your energy that, so I do feel like, I just want you to know you're not at the same level that you were before. I can feel a shift in a positive direction. I just want to say that. There's still a sense of I'm not heard. When I stand up for myself, I don't get what I want. These are just some beliefs you just want to clean up. Okay? Because there's still this belief of like, I don't get what I fucking want. Excuse my language. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it's like very, very strong inside of you. And I'm ready to get what I want. So how can you not resist your own desire? Like I was talking to you also in the beginning. How can I choose with clarity? I want a place that feels like this. If it's Southern California, great. Wherever it is, I don't care. I want it to feel like what? And that's what you want to sit down with. How do I want it to feel? Because right now you're in reaction mode. You are reacting to everything around you instead of going, how do I want this to go? You're somebody that needs to constantly get ahead of it because you have a lot of that. You have a big manifestation of negative pain. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I asked myself about the surgery. Did this not happen because it wasn't supposed to, but I felt like it was going to. And then the neighbor situation with over 5 months of partying.
Right,
and those,
right.
You know,
so here we are. I'm going to cut you
hard.
Off. Yeah, I'm going to cut you off because now we're telling the story you don't want anymore. But see, look why I'm still here. But see why it doesn't work for me? And that's what I want you to stop doing. Because what you're doing is you're just digging your heels in where you are. And that's because you keep telling. Because you're right. Your neighbors are annoying. And you're right. It sucks that it didn't work out. But I want to believe it's all working out for me. I want to believe that this is happening for me. I want to believe that my noisy neighbors are creating a massive desire in me that's wanting me to move because somehow I know that I'm supposed to move. Right. So it's hard for you to go, where is my desire being amplified as opposed to it's their fault, it's their fault, it's their fault, it's their fault. Because it is. They're not. It's not that they're not annoying. You're right. But it's just not helping you. You know, and I want to help you sort of make that turn or pivot so you don't keep going. But this is the evidence I have. And it's only evidence because it's what you practice and it's what's familiar to you. So what's not familiar to you is ease and people coming through for you and watching the magic of the universe. That's not your normal yet. But it's there and it's available to you.
Can I ask you about the surgery? I was going to ask another medical medium healer person to help. And every time I've asked, because I've asked every single time, is that the route to go? And it just never felt right. Although it is, I do feel energy healing will be helpful. But you said there's more solutions. And I was just
there's
like,
more solutions. I feel the same thing. I'm going to say this to every single person here that has a physical manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to open to, you could get a surgery in the wrong energy that would work at a different time, and it will not work at a time that you are not aligned with the energy. You must align the energy first, and then the surgery will happen if it's the right thing. And what you need to do is go, it's not about the surgery or not the surgery. What it's about is how can I line up my energy with a solution? And then whatever that solution is, if it is the surgery, then it will happen. And so that's what I want you to get ahead of is solution. What is my desire? How can I find mutuality and alignment with what I really want and then let the universe fill in that grid? Because sometimes it's surgery and sometimes it's acupuncture and sometimes it's some new thing that you've never heard of and sometimes it's stem cells. I mean, God knows. There's so many things you don't even know about. So that's what I want you to do is how can I line up energetically with the solution? And that's going to feel like hope. That's going to feel like a little bit of peace, a little bit of calm in your body. That's the feeling you're seeking. That's how you know you're letting in the solution. If you're anxious, if you're angry, if you're resentful, if you're frustrated, you are not letting it in. So the work is, I'm feeling a negative emotion. I got to do something about it. I got to self-soothe. Because my body is telling me, please proceed to the highlighted route. You have asked for wellness. You have asked for abundance. You have asked for clarity. It's all here. But when you don't feel good, you're in opposition to it.
Okay.
You can do it, Maria. I believe in you. You would not be calling me. I was telling someone the other day, he was talking about human design, Andrew, and I'm a projector, and projectors are, you either love us or you're repelled by us because we'll see you and we'll tell you the truth whether you like it or not, okay? But the same time is if you're drawn to me, it's because you know that it's in you. So
I'm drawn to you because you do it with kindness, Nadia.
Oh,
you talk to us with respect and kindness and joy and laughter, and you let us relieve some of the angst by bringing in a joke or a laughter, and that is huge.
Oh, thank you, sweetie, and that means a lot. Well, I like to have fun.
Yeah, but it's really, really important in how you deliver the message as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a
sure.
Huge
and I think
you have, that you stay centered and allow that space. So don't ever forget that, and always remember to keep bringing.
And you know what you just did is
ever.
Your vibration. I'm getting goosebumps. And well, because what you just did, Maria, you can feel how your vibration shifted when you gave me that beautiful compliment, which I absolutely received. So thank you. That's who you really are. Because what you see in me is what is who you really are. You know, is that's what I want to bring. I want to bring lightness. I want to bring comfort. That's who I really am. And that's why you can see it in me. So I want you to just take that in because it feels good to you because it's resonant with your truth.
That's true, but it's also obvious in you. And you are forever part of my story, everyone's story in our earthly incarnation right now. You are forever.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Well, keep me posted on this and please listen back to it and take notes because I feel like there's a lot in here that could really shift you over the next few weeks. All right. Thanks, Maria.
Okay.
Great talking to you.
Bye.
Next, I have Charlene in California.
Hi, Nadia. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Nice to hear your voice. I would love to have a general today.
Okay, I love it. You guys always love generals with me. It's so cute. Everyone's always like, oh, good. I can just see what the guys say.
You're right.
Yeah, what I love here is I got to say, Charlene, I see a sort of strengthening of your intuitive senses, okay? I'm always forget about everybody, but like a more of coming into your heart center. So I just want to validate that. Is that something you've been working on? Because I feel like it feels familiar.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the only challenge I'm seeing for you is there's still this sort of, it's almost like a childlike voice. It's like, but I'm still not getting what I want. Like that's the energy that I feel. Okay. Like that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Like a little girl, like I'm doing everything right, but I'm not getting what I want. Like that's the energy. So let's see what it is that you want. And let's try to clean up but I'm still not getting what I want.
Okay. You want me to tell you what I want?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Well, I had talked to you, previously about moving to Florida versus staying in California.
Right.
And I want to stay,
right.
And I want to stay in California. And I'm in Florida right now visiting. I want money. I want money to stay in California.
Okay.
Bottom line.
So I love it. I love it. This is so good. So everyone can hear it. I bet you everyone can hear it that's listening to you. So you said, I want the money to live in California, but your energy said, I don't, it's too expensive and I can't afford it. So what I want to line you up with is how can we soften the what is itis, which is it's too expensive and I can't afford it. And I feel like I definitely want to be there, but I don't see a way to get there. Like that's what I feel from your energy. Does that make sense? Can you feel it when I say it?
I don't know.
The reason is,
I'm really
is you
pretty...
feel tied up about it. You feel like it doesn't feel like, yeah, I want to be in California and the money's coming and I know it's going to work out. That's not your energy. Your energy is like, I want to be in California, but I need the money to stay there and I don't have it. So that what you're saying to the universe is I don't have the money to afford California, but that's what I want. Okay.
Right.
So let me look at the best way to help you soften this. Okay. So tell me what you love about California.
It just feels like home.
Yeah. What else?
I have friends there. I have family there. It just, uh-huh.
So
Florida,
you see
Florida,
how
I don't.
You haven't practiced this. You haven't practiced what I'm trying to give you, which is let me light up California and appreciate it so much that all the resources.
Oh,
I do that here.
I do that on a daily basis. I actually have talked to you about it before, the things that I do, but I'm just in a numb place. I just kind of like.
That's okay. Well, this is what I'm saying to you. You're doing it. But you're not changing your vibrational set point. You're doing it through your mind, but you're not making, like you can tell by the way you feel. Because when I asked you, what do you love about California? If you had it active, if you had really shifted your set point, and it's about not doing the work, but how you do the work is, it's so much with you, Charlene, because you will take the action. And I know that about you. You're like, let's do it. But what's challenging for you is going, how do I feel in love with California? That's what brings me the money to stay here. But it's almost like all I can see is what I don't want is where I feel like I'm going to be forced to do something I don't want. That's what I feel more dominantly in your energy.
Right.
Is a
that's true.
Belief that I'm going to be forced to do something I don't want to do. So I don't want to fall in love with California because if I fall in love with it, I'm not going to get it. Okay, so I'm saying to you, let yourself fall in love with it, and then you'll get it. What do I love about it here? Why does it light me up? Why I feel empowered here? I love the sunshine. I love the sun. I love that I can go to the beach or I can go to the mountains. What is it? And that's what you're afraid of. You're afraid to let yourself love it because your belief is I'm going to have to give myself up and not get what I want. And that's it.
Well,
and as soon as you clean that up, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, in the last part we had, I told you about the Frank Sinatra song called California,
yes.
And it's all about
yes.
loving California. I listen to it
That's
every
it.
Single day, multiple times, every
yes.
single day. And I mean, for months,
but,
months and months. So I am doing
feel,
those things to get into the feeling.
But you can, what I just said to you is really important. I want to tell you again. If you
okay.
believe that you're not going to get what you want, you're not going to give your heart over. Do you see what I mean? And you
yeah.
need to sort of go, how can I light this up and appreciate it so much? And oh, by the way, and appreciate Florida. So we're like, oh, I'm afraid if I appreciate Florida, I'm going to go there. No, I want to appreciate all of it and both sides of it so that I can let in the support I need to live my best life and be able to go, hey, I can go here and I have the money to fly there whenever I want. And if I need to deal with it, I can't, but I live here and this is my base and I love where I live and I love my neighborhood or whatever. But there's this resistance of, if I let myself really appreciate Florida and appreciate California fully, I won't, there's a belief that you're, that you have to give yourself up. And that's just what I would clean up, because you're listening
okay.
to the song, but it's not, it's like you're not letting yourself fully go there.
Yeah, there's absolutely a concern about giving myself up in there that I'm conscious of,
yes.
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're going, no, I don't have to. I can get everything I want. That's the belief I want you to start amplifying, is I want to know that my life is want-tos, not have-tos. I'm letting myself have my want-tos, because you have lived a big life of have-tos.
Yep. Yeah,
and that's what you're
definitely.
That's what you're sort of breaking down right now, and that's the only piece. Like I said, so many of you are at the top of the hill, about to go down, and it's just like these slight adjustments. Because it feels like the next time I talk to you, there's going to be a big pivot. If you, because you
okay.
just heard what I said, and it's so subtle, but it's massive to break this energy open.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Charlene. And I'm hoping for your clarity and your abundance to flow to you so you can stay here in beautiful California, because I also love California.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlene. Next, I have a lot of Californians today. Paula from California. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Nadia. So nice to hear from you. And this has been a great show. Thank you, everybody, for bringing all this in. It totally applies to me. So thank you. I feel like, you know, I'm like, I was so like stuck for a while, but then I've stepped onto like this moving sidewalk, and I've, you know,
okay.
gotten like a financial advisor. I'm moving my storage unit this coming weekend. And, you know, my whole, you know, my big goal or whatever is I want to move. I want to find the great place. And I just want to know am I, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
so this is what it feels
I don't know
like.
How to word it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I got it. So you want to move. There's still this sense of like it's going to be hard. It feels like a heavy weight, and not – it's like
mm-hmm.
you do want to move, but it feels more heavy. It doesn't feel fun and light and exciting. Like I use the example of when I did a renovation in my house. Everyone was like, how did it go so fast and so smooth? I'm like, because I got ahead of it so much. Because I was like, I want it to be easy. Because renovations, you're like, oh, it's going to be hard. There's going to be dust. There's going to be And instead, it's like, oh, how do I want this move to go? And so it just feels like you need to do a little pre-paving, because it just feels like moving feels hard. It feels like a struggle, as opposed to, ooh, I'm so excited to find the perfect place.
Part of the reason is as I look, there's like really awful places and they're super expensive. And you're like, I'm bringing
right.
in the perfect place. Yeah.
Well, what does this make me know I want? I got to tell you, I have a girlfriend that's a realtor, and, you know, it's a crazy market, as we know, and she needed her own house. And she found this house that she was like, I don't know how this happened, but we were working so much on her, because she's like, I have what is itis over the prices, because I'm a realtor, and that's all I do is see these prices every day, right? I don't see what I need out in the market. And I go, well, you got to see it first. And sure enough, she got a house literally $500,000 less than it should have been. And because these
wow.
people are desperate to move, desperate to buy it, perfect home, perfect location. But it took her like 3 months to really line up the energy, because she kept looking at, she's a realtor. So it's hard
mm-hmm.
to not be a realist. So what you want to do is go, I want that perfect. I want that win-win. I want the people that are ready to get rid of their place, and it's the perfect location, and I'm the perfect person for it, and I can't miss my house, and it's my door, and I want it to feel like this when I walk in the door, and I want it to be such a beautiful interaction, and I want it to be smooth, and I want it to be easy. That's the work.
And, see, I'm looking to rent before I, you know, because
great.
I have to
even
do it
that.
In phases.
So,
yeah.
Sure. So this is how I want it to go. And this is the part that people don't do, which is what I said to everybody. It's like, how do I line up with my desire? You're going, I want a new house, but. And so the universe keeps showing you that it's hard because that's what you are, it's reflecting to you what you believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Getting, yeah, changing these old behavior patterns. I know. And I've really worked
because
on
no one
know,
else is doing it. You're doing great. It's just really paying attention to, I want to really light up what lights me up, what makes me feel good. And I'm going to spend time doing that every day for you, for the love of yourself, for the joy of creating it. Because then when you find it, Paula, you're going to know it when you see it. You're going to feel
Yay.
The resonance of it. And you're going to go, I did that. And that's
I
when
love
you start
that.
Really being a creator. It's really fun when you go, I did that. I did this. It feels exactly the way I wrote.
And so am I, what about these things that I have been doing and put into motion? Is everything like, it's a positive opening up? You know,
yeah, you're moving in the right
advisor.
Direction. Yeah, all
yeah.
of that makes you feel, you can tell because you feel more empowered and more in control.
Mm-hmm.
It's make, and so
yeah.
everything that gives you a better feeling, do that because it means that that's in alignment with you moving into feeling more empowered over your finances because you would get overwhelmed and overwhelm doesn't feel good. So now
Not
you're like, ooh,
I
feel like someone's got my back. I feel like someone's going to tell me what I need to do. So that I think is absolute positive for you.
Thank you. That's great to hear that.
All right. Thanks,
Paula. Like that confirmation. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. I have time for one more, and I have Laura in Atlanta. Hello.
Yay. Hi, honey. This is
Hi.
A fabulous call, and I'm so excited to talk to you. I do want a general – I have a specific question, though, first. And
okay.
I have –
It looks
know,
like some big change here. Is there big change happening for you right now?
Very positive changes in my business.
Yes. Yeah, because it's showing me, like, work-related change in, like, contracts or moving away from something, moving towards something else. There is some energy here that feels, and for lack of a better word, like, irritating?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Say more. I mean, you're so
okay.
good. I'm tuning in. Yeah.
No, so the point is let's clean up what's irritating you. So what is it that's
okay.
irritating you so we can just
well,
clean it up?
Well, what happened
yeah.
was I finished a very successful program and a pilot, and so it's going to continue
mm-hmm.
to progress. I know I'm going to sell
Great.
It. It's going to be successful.
Yay!
Yeah, and
Love
I,
it.
Yeah, I'm hiring more people to work for me. And anyway,
yes.
lot of great things. So, of course, you know, there's growing pains. Well, I had a friend come with me to work with me on something, and then I wanted her to see this fun resort town that I go to after I do this work with this client. So she came, and we had a good time, and I was just being me. Now, she's a muggle, right? She doesn't really know this stuff. She has been around it, right, you know. And
sure, sure.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
right.
she started yelling at me and telling me I was controlling her, and you know, I've been to this town like 10 times, so I wanted her to experience certain things. And
right,
I said, well, I didn't ask her. And I own my part in it.
Sure.
So I changed my energy and my language. And I said, would you like to go here? And, you know, I let her kind of do her thing. But, you know, I know where to go. Anyway, she laid into me. And so, you know, she's going to work with me in the future. She's my friend. It hurt my feelings. Like, how can I clean
Okay, so yeah,
what do you feel?
So,
I feel like she's jealous or something of me.
Well, there's definitely
know.
Like hostility. And for you, you're not hostile. You're just like, this is just annoying. I don't like this energy. That's more you. Her is
yes.
more like hostility. Yeah, she has more hostility for sure.
Uh-huh.
For sure. And what I would love you to do is this, and it's so hard when we have this, is you definitely have a piece of you is now, I always say you find out who your real friends are when things start to go well for you.
Yeah.
There is this sense of you really are starting to let things be easy. And mm-hmm. I just feel like she's a little committed to her story. And what you need to do is just light up loving her where she is and light up accepting where she is and not trying to drag her. Because when you try to drag someone, they resent you for trying to drag them. And I think that's what you were trying to do. And you're like, come play with me. And she's like, I don't want to play. Okay. So
it's very simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. So for you, it's like, hey, I want her to be on her journey and I want to be a source of upliftment for her. And I want her to have a great time and I want her to get there the way she gets there. And I want to, you know, cause I have a lot of clients that have a lot of resistance or don't like this work at all. And you just go, I want to be able to connect with her in a way that's mutually beneficial. I want to be able to uplift her because that's who I am, not because I need her to change.
That's so brilliant. And, you know, as I prepare to bring this man in, you know, I think I need to clean that up because obviously I need to allow people to be who they are, but get really clear on what I want. And, you know, I enjoy her. She's a wonderful person, but she can be hostile. And it's not the first time, and I've seen her. She's vehement about her beliefs.
Right.
Yeah.
But you won't, you know, and I get that. And so my favorite thing is whenever people are vehement about something, I always say, you know, if someone says to me, you know, law of attraction is bullshit, I'm like, okay, because I know. I don't need you to know. I don't need you to believe what I believe.
Okay. I need to get there. I'm so much better
than
I was. You
just need to
get
there.
I want everybody to, like you said earlier, I thought you said it so well, you know, live in the magic. Like, I'm starting to, like,
you
finally get this
through
after
your
40 years.
But when you start doing it, Laura, you teach through your example, and people are going to go, what are you doing? And then you tell them.
I know
you're like
right.
me. We need someone to be invited. Like I said, we're
I'm
not
a
for everyone.
Did you know that I'm a projector?
Yes, I do. That's what I said. That's what I said. We're not for everyone. Okay.
Yeah.
We
are awesome for those who love us.
Yes, we will give you our wisdom. We will uplift you if you want it. If you don't, there's the door. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I just realized,
I think
that I can't go deeper with her, you know.
And that's okay.
Have a limit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're not
willing.
Find
other people who
are not willing.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right, that helps me
immensely.
All right, thank you, love. All right, bye now.
Love you guys so much. It's been such an honor to work with you all, and have a blessed Sunday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.